This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
It's great to be calling in. New listener. I've just recently discovered your show, I don't know, maybe a month ago. One of the shows that I was listening to last night, let me say it first here, that I was saying to myself that I'm going to wait and then get the EPP membership after I catch up on all the back episodes. And then I listened to your part there of the show saying that, you know, if you wait, the show might not be around. And I got to thinking about how many episodes there are on top of how many more that keep coming. And the fact is that I'd probably never catch up and get through all of these episodes before I went about getting this membership. So I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. I would really enjoy some of the extra shows that I hear advertised on yours. With that said, you know, like I said, love the show. It's great listening to it. You guys do a wonderful service for people here to get these stories out. My story, this happened, I don't know, it might have been 7 years ago or so. It was myself. I had moved. Once I had met my ex-wife, I had moved in with her to her family's home that was passed down to her, and they had since moved out of state. And upon living there, it was the first time, as far as I can remember, that I've ever experienced sleep paralysis. And that's what I've come to have been told that it was. And it happened a few times there, and it's never happened prior, and it's never happened since. Now, let me get into why I think this is. We were together, you know, like I said, my ex-wife, we were married, so everything was going good. But I always felt kind of eerie there, like there was something watching. And this was a strong Italian family with roots in the community that went back for generations and generations, and there was pictures on the wall of the old family, that, you know, like the mobsters that protected the neighborhood, just stern looking guys, brimmed hats, and, you know, it always seemed like they were just watching you. And it wasn't just that. It wasn't, you know, I never, like all the pictures, looked at me kind of guy, but just an eerie, heavy feeling in some of the rooms, the presence, you know. And it was always stronger when things were, you know, there was tension in the home. And, long story short, yeah, toward the end, you know, like I said, we're obviously not married now, so we were separating. It was a mutual thing, you know. There was really no anger or anything, but there was sadness, of course. And we're separating. I'm staying in the guest bedroom. She's in the master. I'm working on finding an apartment and, you know, divvying up our stuff and so on. And in this guest bedroom, now, if it wasn't creepy enough, in the back of the closet, there's this tiny little crawl space that leads to these weird little steps going up into just the attic. It's pretty much just the peak of the home, which is a two-story home, with a basement, two floors, and then that little peaked area. Rafters, insulation, kind of sketchy, walking across, you gotta kind of crawl and watch what you're doing. Just old family stuff up there. And, you know, we went up there once and just looked around, and that was eerie enough. Just knowing that was in there was one thing. But hung on the walls was a few pictures, and it was grandparents and great-grandparents. And like I said, they were just very powerful-looking, stern figures. And sleeping in that room was the first time. That was the second time, I apologize, that I had experienced a sleep paralysis. The first time was just before the breakup, and that was when, you know, of course, we were both in the master bedroom, and it had occurred, and eventually whatever happened, it broke loose. And I'll jump back here to the second time, and after the split up in the guest room, and when I explain it, it's pretty much the same thing as I felt previously. Just laying there, the normal, heavy, eerie feeling, you know, not because of the room, it had bright, vibrant colors, it was nice, it was a nice house. Just the pictures that always felt like they were watching you, and you just felt like a presence. And just at times it was hard to breathe. Like, that was the time I'm laying in bed one day. I don't remember what I was doing. I was reading something, and you just feel it. You know, I try to brush it off. Like, okay, forget this. Turn the lights off. Go to bed. And upon waking, which I don't remember, I believe it was morning. It was light. It was getting light, and I couldn't move. Like, my eyes were open. I was talking to myself in my head, like I knew, like, hey, you're awake. What the hell are you doing? Why aren't you getting up? And I can kind of move my head and my eyes, and I'm looking over, and I can just see the picture, and I feel like it's looking at me, you know? It's telling me, like, it's more than telling me anything. I didn't hear anything, but I felt as if, you know, get the hell out of here, kind of thing. And that being the second time, and after that, I broke loose. I had never slept in that room again. I stayed down on the couch for the remaining couple of weeks to a month until I established, you know, a residency elsewhere, and that was pretty much it.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.